are in authority. And we are living in a time, saints of God, that folks come into the house of the Lord. And they don't come expecting change. They don't come looking for change. They don't come looking for a new thing to take place in their life. Why? Because if we really look at it and really examine it, it's simply because they do not have or understand their purpose in life.
Preach
God created us on purpose. Jeremiah said, well, God, I can't do it because He said, I'm too young. And if we look at this day and time, if I can just paraphrase a little bit, we too may have come to a place in our life when God says, I want you to go here. I want you to do that. I want you to say this. We may not say, God, I'm too young, but some may say, God, I don't know how to say it. God, I don't want to be the one that stick out like a sore thumb. God, I don't want to be the one that just seems to be the one who's the outcast. I have a problem with standing out by myself. I'd rather just be in. We have a problem, but let me tell you, the old folks, my grandfather would always say, you can't be one way with God and be another way with God. You got to be one way with God. There's no straddling. Y'all heard that before. There is no straddling the fence. You got to be all for God.
Thank you.
He created us for a purpose. Number one, that first purpose is God created us to be living sacrifices. That means we don't live how we want to live. You know, in Romans 12:1, it says, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body. Whose body? Your own body, a living sacrifice. He said, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That word holiness applies to the people of God. He told us in the Old Testament, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness is not jumping and shouting. That's not holiness.
Anybody else? I'm just sitting here in the service.
with the world. You know, a lot of times people think that it's just the young people that go through peer pressure. But it's a lot of old people that struggle, been in the church years and still struggling, don't know who they are in Christ. This lets us know that it has nothing to do with age, but it has much more to do with the soul. God created all of us. And it's not because of our family that makes us. Yes, our family is still values within us. Some of you. Our family is still values within us. But it's the word of God that transforms us. I challenge you today that for this week, that you focus on God's word. Focus on Psalm 1, if that's all right, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Focus on Psalm 1. Psalm 1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the way of the ungodly, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law. And in the law does he meditate day and night. But listen, he said, if you do that, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I don't know about you, but we are living in the last days.
Yeah.
I work in schools, and when I look at all those young children, I'm not talking about in high school, I'm not talking about in middle school, I'm talking about in elementary school, from pre-K all the way to fifth grade. When I look at those young children that come in here day to day, wrestling with not having eaten the night before. Wrestling with their own selves because mama didn't come home last night. Wrestling in their minds, dealing with issues that they are too young to deal with. All I can think about is how the devil takes pleasure in that, and he'll use their opportunity to make them go off become murderers, drug users, drug addictions, and all these other things. If we, the people of God, don't take a stand to reach out and grab, y'all hear me this morning? This is what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I don't know why I'm saying this, but this is something that we need to think about. Because you know, I get tired of you folks saying, the school is this. But if folks only understood the issues that we encounter on a day-to-day basis. You have children that know the lyrics to rap songs and the lyrics to songs that don't do nothing for them. But they don't know scripture. They don't even know God. They never even been to church. Saints, we are in trouble. We're living in troubled times. And if God didn't intend for Jeremiah to get it right and not help somebody else. So when we get ourselves right, when we get ourselves what we really feel that assurance in Christ, it's not for us to move on ourselves and go into help someone else. But I can never preach to you. As an example, I can never tell you how and what you need to do. If I find myself doing the same thing you do, I'm just using you as an example. I can't tell my children not to curse when they can because they want out there today. You hear what I'm saying? God told Jeremiah, he said, I don't want you to be concerned about the things that are going on surrounding you. What I want you to do is just say yes, Lord. Now, when Jeremiah was able to open his mouth to say yes, Lord, verse 9 says, God touched him. He touched his mouth, and he put his word within him. It's going to take the word of God. As the body of Christ, we got to be stronger. I'm not talking about just this church. I'm talking about all churches. I'm talking about the body of Christ, the believers. We have to take a stand. because the devil is on the rampage. This ain't the first time we've had a crooked president. Y'all know that. Read the history. This ain't the first time we've had trouble in the United States. The United States always been in trouble. Read the history of the Great Depression. And read the history of the things that took place before then. America has been going through a lot of the things that we see. It's just gotten a little dangerous more so now. But God is saying to us, what are you going to do? Are you going to live with me? Because I give you everything.